is weird, odd, strange, or just plain bizarre is really your cup of tea, then the Golden State Media Concepts Weird News Podcast will give you that fix. Can't believe it? Well, listen for yourself as we deliver the strangest news you definitely won't find on CNN or Fox. It's the Golden State Media Concepts Weird News Podcast.
Welcome to the GSMC Weird News Podcast, brought to you by your favorite host, Ryan Holloway, presented by the GSMC Podcast Network. So, guess what? Guess what? I'm going to give you a million guesses. I'm going to just wait. No, we don't have time for that. So, they've got a show. They've got this show in the UK. It's called Naked Attraction. Now, before you're like, but Ryan, they have a show like that in the U.S. No, they don't have a show like this in the U.S. And the show in the U.S., it's called Dating Naked. It comes on VH1. Two people go out, they're naked, they walk around, they eat food together or whatever. But you don't see any of that, really. It's all blurred out, right? It's all blurred out, and they see each other naked, which is, I guess it's a cool concept or whatnot, fine. But they go on a date naked. Like, it's not that profound, right? This show, the way this works is that there's one person on a stage, and then there's like six boxes, and these things go up, these windows. You can't see the person, but over the course of the rounds, the windows go up. So the window goes up the first time all the way to the person's waist, and you see their vagina or their penis. And then you choose whether or not that's going to work out for you, right? Based on what you see, you eliminate someone. So, you know, if you don't like the way some lines look, don't like the symmetry of certain things, you eliminate that person. They walk out, you get to see their face. Oh man, you missed out. Oh, then they walk off. The second round goes up, boop, it goes up to their neck, and you see their six pack, belly button, love handle, breasts, shoulders, whatever. Right? Then you eliminate someone based on that. Then it goes up. You eliminate multiple people based on that. Then it goes up to the face. Now, the great thing about this show, wait, let me make something really clear. This is in HD, right? This is in HD, and what the person is seeing is what you're seeing. So this isn't like Dating Naked, where two people are on a television show and everything's blurred out and you can't see what they're doing. You see their face. We're actually seeing what the people are seeing. So how can I explain this? Okay, I got it. You know how if you ever watch like The Price is Right or Make a Deal, and the cameraman is like, you have to guess the price between this car, this microwave, and this trip to the Bahamas. And the camera zooms in on the car and zooms in on the microwave. That's what this show is like. It zooms in on the business. So we're seeing close-ups of vaginas, penises, six-packs, love handles, nipples, butts, every single hair, wrinkle, stretch, mole you can imagine on someone's glorious body. It's the television show in itself is a brilliant idea, but I want to explain something else to you. Not only is this happening in the UK, not only is this what's going on, but this isn't on the UK's version of like UK HBO at 3 a.m. No. This is on regular TV, regular non-paid TV, just the regular one. Not on VH1 late at night. Well, the VH1 one doesn't even come on late at night. It's like, I don't know, like 9 or 10. And again, it's blurred out. Already seen on people's faces. Two people are eating food together, like, and they're naked. Well, big deal. No. This comes on regular television at a regular time. Can you imagine you get done watching the news and they're like, hey, up next, a guy is going to make a meticulous relationship decision based on analyzing a whole bunch of vaginas in a row. That's what it is. That's what's at 5 o'clock. Man, look, 10 years ago, more than 10 years ago, during the Super Bowl, Justin Timberlake ripped Janet Jackson's shirt on like where her breast is, and her nipple popped out. Boop. Everybody's pissed. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. They put a boob on television on a Sunday afternoon. Oh my God. People flipped out. People are still upset about it to this day. You think I'm exaggerating? I am not. This is how real this still is. Justin Timberlake is supposed to be doing the Super Bowl this upcoming January, February, right? And there's talks like, oh, is he gonna, should he even be doing it? Because you know the Janet Jackson thing. Wait, is Janet Jackson gonna be there? Wait, should Justin Timberlake be doing it? Because he was involved in that. Like, it's a scandal. Nipplegate, if you will. Like, it's a real life scandal. No! So we're tripping off of this nipple from 100 years ago. Meanwhile, they're in the UK just really selecting, really like picking and choosing what's going on. One of the things slid up in the guy was, the person was like an amputee. So you could see like their leg, and then, you know, like you see what's going on. And other people pop up and they're not shaving. And some people are shaving. Some people have a bunch of moles. Some people don't have a bunch of moles. Some people have six packs. Some people have love handles. It's, I want to say, the most eye-opening, self-aware show I've ever seen. These people are going on the show just completely naked. So when you get on here, it's not like they're pulling people off the street. Like, yo, hey, you over there, do you want to be on this show? And you're like, yeah, I'll be on the show. Okay, cool. Here's some money. Now just get butt naked. Like, wait, whoa, hold on. These people know they're going to be on this show. So, I mean, I'm saying, like, if you're going to sign up, I feel like you should be in, like, your most tip-top shape, which, from what I saw, it seemed like people spent a lot of time making sure that those parts that were going to be exposed were thought about. And this is what I'm going to say. I'm going to say, based on my research of this show, from the diligent time that I spent researching this for presentation purposes, that the landscaping, I'm going to say that the landscaping was something that was something to be admired. That's what I'm going to say. It's a great show. I suggest you guys watch it. Don't watch it with any kids, because it's nakedness. I mean, I'm not going to say it's porn, because that's an over-exaggeration, but it's complete nakedness. And it's, you know what? It's kind of real, because I've talked about this on a basketball podcast that I do, about how we pretend that we don't like the real, but we really do like the real. Like, when it comes to like people being arrogant, we pretend we don't like that, but that's actually kind of what we do like. We like people's confidence and we like honesty. So tell me this, if this show's making you feel away, or if this show makes anyone feel away, would you rather like meet someone somewhere and then court them, and then spend a lot of time with them, and then take them home, and then find out that, let's say, they had an elephant tattoo on their waistline, and the ears were on their thighs, and the trunk was something else? Would you be okay with that? You didn't find this out for months, but then you find out, like, oh my God, this tattoo is disgusting, right? Or let's say the roles are reversed, and you're this guy who's out, and you're courting this girl forever, and you get home, and months later you find out that like her, what she wears doesn't makes her look differently than what she really is like. And now you're stuck in a situation where you're forced to be shallow, or you're not making the best relationship decisions because you feel like you got tricked. This show right here skips all of that. This guy was sitting there, he's like, you know what? This guy said, hey, you know what? Based on the way she's standing, she has knee problems. Cause he was like a kinesiologist. He could just, yeah. Hey, based on the way her knees are crossed, I like the way her hand is on her hip. She's got a lot of confidence. So it's a blatantly okay. I'm not even going to say it's an okay time to be shallow. I'm going to say it's an okay time to be a complete human. Cause we all got preferences. Everyone has preferences. If you sit there and pretend that you don't have preferences, then I don't want to call you a liar, but I'm going to say that this might not be the only time that you haven't told the truth in your life. Cause we all have preferences. Nothing's wrong with that. Nothing is wrong with that. This guy was like, you know what? I don't like breasts that big. I don't like that. Mm-mm. Don't want to do that. A woman said the same thing about a row of penises she had to look at. You know what gets me about the show? When I went to go watch the show, so shows have trailers, right? And like you're watching a TV show and it has a trailer, and like the trailer is like, okay, whatever the show's about, like prizes, they show a bunch of cars and money and cash or whatever. If the show is, I don't know, let's say Floribama Shore, the show that's going to come on MTV soon. It's like Jersey Shore. Say that. You see the highlights are just drinking. Like, oh, drinking, having a good time. Or if it's a sports show, whatever. You guys understand a trailer. A trailer is going to give you clips of what the show's about. The trailer for this show is all penises, vaginas, and breasts. That's the trailer. It's just a trailer of just, boop, 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 boop. Look at these. Boop, 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 boop. Oh, my God. It was overwhelming. But it was, I honestly can't tell you that I watched that much of it. It's on YouTube. If you guys want to check it out, it's called Naked Attraction. I think everyone should check it out just to find out, just to get an idea of like what the real is. Because, I mean, bodies are important. Like, I mean, we spend a lot of money on clothes, but at the end of the day, this is a real thing. And to have people saying like, oh, you know what? That vagina right there, not going to work for me. I don't. Mm-mm. Or, hey, that penis right there, those. I'm not gonna work for me. I don't like the way that looks. This is a show where they're doing, and they zoom in. Like, we're seeing what they're seeing. Like, so, I wish there was a visual. No, I don't wish you guys had a visual, because I'm not 100% sure how you would feel about it. You know what? I don't wish there was a visual. There's too many things going on in Hollywood right now for me to force you to look at a vagina or a penis. But you know what you can do? You can go to YouTube and look at it. Well, I don't know if it's gonna be on there either. You know what? You'll figure it out. You will figure it out. You'll figure it out. Just like this guy figured, just like some doctors figured out that a guy didn't have food poisoning. An Indian man went to the doctors because he said he had stomach pain. He said that his stomach hurt really, really bad, and that he needed someone to take a look at it and find out what was going on. Based on the diagnosis and what he was talking about, the doctors were like, yo, do you have food poisoning? We think you might have food poisoning. This could be a thing for you. Like, we should find out what's going on. He gets an x-ray, and with this x-ray, they find that he has a bunch of metal in his stomach. Metal objects, coins, nails, knives, small blades, chains. Yes, chains. More than two chains, a bunch of metal in the stomach. Just a bunch of it. Just in there. And when they got done taking it out, it turned out it was like 12 pounds of just metal inside of his stomach. 12 pounds. They took out everything but a couple coins. I don't know if they were trying to teach him a lesson like, hey, keep a couple coins in there just so he knows we mean business. Can't be doing this all the time. Or if they just got tired. Because 12 pounds. No, 12 pounds may not seem like a lot to you. It may not seem like a lot. You're like, oh, 12 pounds isn't a lot. Because it's not, if you lift weights but it's all relative, right? Weight is relative. Now, a 12-pound weight isn't a lot, but if you're a surgeon, you have to remove 263 coins and 100 nails, knives, small blades, and chains. More than two chains with tweezers and standing up and making sure you don't kill the guy. That's exhausting. In fact, when he got done, he was in critical condition for 24 hours, but he's going to be okay now. Can you imagine so I get it. Like as a surgeon or a doctor, you make a good amount of money. So I get it. But I'm not the type of person that does the whole thing. I'm not the type of person that automatically ties appreciation to salary. Like, people say, oh, you athletes make this much money, they should be happy. No, I don't. That's, to me, I don't like that view, because happiness is more. I'm not gonna get all intrinsic on y'all. All I'm saying is that as a doctor, I get it, it's a good position, you should be happy or whatever, but that's not really how I feel. I feel like it's a job and he makes that much money. Look, I'm going too deep into this. As a doctor, I'd be tired. There, I don't care how much money I make, I'd be tired, period. I would just be tired. I'm digging this guy's stomach, picking out coins. It doesn't say that they're like half dollars. It doesn't say how much money it was. If it was like 263 coins, and let's say it was like, I don't know, how much? Let's say that ended up being $526, right? That'd be $263.5. I'm okay with that. But this 263 coins, we're talking pennies from India, quarters from India, nickels from India, Susan B. Anthony's from India. They probably don't have the same coins as us, but you get what I'm going. I'd be exhausted. So if they left two coins in there, it just makes sense. Actually, it doesn't even say they left two. It says they got all out but a few, which probably means seven. If you guys got out 263, I take my hat off to you. I really do, because that's ridiculous. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to take a quick break, and when I get back, I'm going to let you guys know why this is ridiculous. Not because of why it's obviously ridiculous, but there's other ridiculous things going on in here. I'll be right back.
Check out the show built around the women of MMA. From the UFC to the extreme cage fighting, we got the fights covered.
Listen.
It's the Golden State Media Concepts Women's MMA Podcast. The latest news of upcoming fights, discussions of previous matches. Join us as we talk to and about the biggest names in women's mixed martial arts, past, present, and future. When it's the women's fight game, you know where to listen to. The Golden State Media Concepts Women's MMA Podcast.
Welcome back to the GSMC Podcast with your host, Ryan Holloway. Presented by the GSMC Podcast Network. I just got done telling you guys about how a man in India had to go to the doctor because he complained of stomach pain. They thought that he had food poisoning. He ate something bad. Maybe he ate some bad shrimps. Who knows? Apparently, what I found out is they're injecting our shrimps with stuff. The little pink shrimps, you know, they're injecting them with things. I'll tell you guys about that on another episode. So maybe he ate some bad shrimp. No, he went to the doctor, they x-rayed his stomach, and guess what happened? He's got 263 coins in his stomach. Coins, 100 nails, a few chains, some knives, small blades, all that type of stuff. 12 pounds. Now, prior to me leaving and going on a slight hiatus, a small break, I know you guys missed me, I had to handle that. I would tell you why this is so ridiculous on so many levels, but not the reason for it just being so ridiculous of him eating this much metal. Not that. I myself is someone who spent more years than I wish in customer service. I know that I get it. It's about the economy. It's about economics. Customers are always right. Blah, blah, blah. However, there are times when personal responsibility comes into play. And you have the right as a consumer to make good decisions. Now, I know as a doctor, is it a do no harm duty? You're supposed to do no harm. So you're supposed to help whoever you have within the situation. But as a doctor, I feel like there's other things you could be doing. Because if I'm a doctor and someone comes in like, oh, my stomach hurts, I'm like, oh, you know what? Let's find out what's going on. You went somewhere, ate some bad shrimps. That place that gave you those shrimps, they should be ashamed of themselves. Ashamed. Now I will do no harm and I will save you as a doctor. And you're good. However, I feel like if you're someone that eats that many coins, then shows up at the doctor, I'm going to be mad. The first thing I'm going to do is not tell you that your stomach's hurt. You know what I'm going to say? I'm going to say this. Hey, what'd you eat for breakfast? If you say, oh, you know, I had some shrimps. I say, okay. What'd you have for breakfast yesterday? Shrimps. Okay. Have you been eating shrimps every day? No. On Wednesday, I had some coins. Oh, okay. So you know that you've been eating coins. Yeah, I've had some coins. I've been eating coins for 3 or 4 weeks now. Oh, okay, you've been eating coins. Yeah, I've been eating coins. Is that a problem? Yes. Yes, your stomach hurts because there's 12 pounds of pocket change inside of your stomach. Oh my God, how did this happen? You've been eating coins. Oh, well, I didn't know I couldn't eat coins. I'm going to be the most condescending physician that you've ever seen in your life. Period. Period. There's no way. You talk about bedside matter? No. You don't get to eat coins and then come into the doctor and be like, oh, my stomach hurts. My stomach hurts so bad. Somebody saved my life. And now you got coins all inside your stomach. We got to take all these coins out. As I told you guys earlier, they took out 263 coins and left a few coins in there because they got tired of taking coins out. It didn't say they got tired, but it said they left a few in there. My assumption is that they were like, you know what? I'm tired, man. I'm tired, B. Like, I can't. I got these itty-bitty tweezers. This guy's not huge. I don't know how big the guy was. I'm assuming he's not 6'9". He's not a regular-sized human. Maybe he's like 5'7", 5'8". I don't know. I don't know what regular size is. I'm a towering 5'10". I have no idea. So you take the coins and you just get tired. Like, I don't want to do this anymore. You just have to just stitch him back up. They stitch him back up. He was okay for about, he wasn't okay for 24 hours. So yeah, that's not, it's not okay. It's not all right. It's not all right. It's like, you know what this is like? This is going to be perfect. This is like, if you go to the bank, right? I worked at the bank 2 times in my life. One time I worked there when I was a teller. They will let people just bring in any amount of change. We had to change it. Like, here's, I have this change. I want to deposit. I want some cash. Unlimited change, like a bucket of change. And like, really, dude? Like, what? And then you got to do it. Customers are always right. Years later, end up working in the bank again. You know what they have the tellers do now? They tell the tellers, we don't cash or change anything over $5 in change. You have to roll it yourself. Why? Because it's your right. It's your duty as a customer to be slightly considerate. You can't just come in here with all these coins. We got things to do. You can't show up at the hospital with a stomach full of coins and expect us to just take all these coins out. Down the hallway, there's a sign. There's a, I don't know, 3 conjoined Siamese twins that need this surgeon to take them apart so they can live regular, normal lives, unhinged to one another. But you out here willy-nilly with all these coins in your stomach like it's fun. Watch what I'm going to do. I'm going to eat all these coins. I'm going to give the doctor a bad day. It's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. That's how ridiculous it is on my end. I don't think it's ridiculous the guy was eating coins. I don't think it's ridiculous he was eating chains. I do think it's ridiculous he was eating chains because coins, because coins are smaller, and for him to be like eating chains, like, come on. What are you trying to prove? I don't, did he eat his own chain? Did he take his own chain off his neck and then eat his chain? Maybe this was a bet. I'm not 100% sure. Maybe it was a bet. So yeah, that's your right to eat all that stuff on your own time. And it's a doctor's right, doctor's duty to do no harm. I just feel like you're putting the doctor in a precarious situation if you say, hey man, I have all, hey, especially to not even be honest about it. Like, hey, my stomach hurts. Oh, really? Well, let's find out what's going on. Hopefully you don't have appendicitis. Hopefully nothing really bad's happening in there. Hopefully you're not pregnant by accident, like as a man, because we wouldn't know what to do. Hopefully you're okay. Hopefully you're gonna be all right. And you open his stomach up and there's coins in there. You know why your stomach hurts. Why are you coming here pretending that you don't know why your stomach hurts? It's not from eating shrimp. It's not because you drank some bad coffee. You didn't drink too much pre-workout. You've been eating coins, sir. You've been eating coins. Ridiculousness. With that situation, the customer is right sometimes. Now, in that time, I would appreciate the customer was just a little bit more honest. Tell the doctor, hey, I've been eating on these coins a little bit. My tummy hurts because I've been eating coins. So don't judge me. Just know that there's coins in my tummy somewhere. That would be honest. Similar to this Waffle House man. Now, before you guys say, Ryan, you talked about Waffle House last time about the frog in the water. Do you really mean Waffle House, or do you mean to say something else? No, Waffle House. A Waffle House customer walked into the restaurant and found the staff sleeping. He took it upon himself to make his own meal on the stove. Just made it himself. Just did it. Now, in that situation, I'm going to say the customer is right. You want to know why? Because if I go somewhere to get something to eat, right? It's bad enough that I have to wait sometimes because you go somewhere and then people aren't necessarily busy. They're just playing on their phones, playing with their coworkers, just playing however. And I'm not mad because, you know, depending on what you get paid at that job. Like, I mean, if you only make a couple dollars, it's your super duper ultra part time job. There's a possibility like maybe you don't care. And I know that's a contradiction to what I said earlier about money relating to appreciation. However, everyone gets tired. So you go to sleep. The Waffle House people went to sleep and The man went in there and he waited for a few minutes to see if he could order. He went out to the back to check if somebody was there. And he decided to start grilling up his own bacon cheesesteak melt. Now, I want to say that you're pretty, that I want to say you're a brave, brave person to just check in the back and see if anybody's there. He had to be hungry. Because my thing is that, here's the thing. If I go somewhere and I got to wait 10 minutes to get help, then there's a possibility that I'm probably not going to wait 10 minutes to get help. It's probably going to be 5 and I'm going to go somewhere else. Unless I ended up there in a way that I shouldn't have got there. I'm not going to be all on the radio willy-nilly promoting bad behavior. I'm just going to say the only way I'm going to wait 10 minutes for something somewhere, if the way that I'm there, I shouldn't have got there. So I can't go anywhere else. Like, this is my decision. How we got here right now, this is it. Like, whether I had to Uber and overdraft my account to Uber there and I don't have a way to get back, or if I had to hitch a ride with a truck driver and do something unforgivable to get there, or maybe I walked there in the rain, or maybe I got there using the power of chemical substances that I shouldn't have used to get there. Who knows? But that's the only reason you have to stay somewhere for 10 minutes, which is probably what this guy did. He's like, yo, I'm a the hat's over the wall now. This is it. Yo, nope. I'm not leaving. Sat there for 10 minutes, walked around the back, saw nobody was there. You know, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to just make this on my own. I'm just going to And there's a video. And the man said he would do it again as long as he was hungry enough. So if you're that hungry, and get this, check, this is how outstanding Waffle House is as a staff, record label, and a crew. Were they mad? Nope. Because I know restaurants you could go in and start cooking, they'd be upset. Like, hey, what are you doing? Hey, get out of here. This is ridiculous. Don't cook back here. You know, Waffle House offered this man a job. He said, yo, you want to come be a cook? Because your bacon cheesesteak milk was slapping. I mean, that's what woke the staff up. Staff was sleeping, having dope dreams, having outstanding dreams, incredibly awesome dreams. And then they did that thing where in the cartoon where some food smells good and this food turns into like smoke you can see and it goes in your nose while you're sleeping. It did that to them. And they woke up like, it smells like an award-winning bacon cheesesteak in here. What is that heavenly smell? What is that? Do you smell that? Oh my God, that's incredible. Do you smell that? Is someone cooking? Are we at work? Oh, are we sleeping at work? They go out there and the guy just cooking. So I'm completely with it. Waffle House offered him a job. The man said that, you know, he's in flooring, not in flooring, but he works in flooring. He's okay with this job, but he appreciates them offering him that. My question is this. Did they charge him for his food? Because how does that work? If you cook your own food, do they charge him or do they give him a discount? Or does he charge the staff? Because if you have to make your own food, but the staff is on the clock. You know what? I think the staff had to cash him out. I think when he got done making his sandwich, I think the staff had to pay him money. Because that I'm not going to do that. I'll make my own food, but there needs to be some type of monetary adjustment made, some type of monetary concession, because I'm doing your job. Even though I'm eating, I'm doing your job, and I'm working somewhere where I don't work at to get a solution done that I don't need done. That would be like if I went to the car wash and washed my own car. Literally, it's almost the same thing. I go there, wash my own car, and you just watching me. And I still pay you? No. So I'm gonna give you guys a tidbit right now. This is a gem. This is a life hack. If you're short on money, right, and you're hungry, right, go to a restaurant at 3 a.m. Hopefully someone sleep. Cook your own food, then charge them for doing their job. Done. Stomach full, pockets full. Award-winning decisions. I mean, I don't really know how much better I can make life for you than that. I just showed you a way to get money and get food all at one time. So it doesn't really get any better than that. One more thing. I have someone I want to congratulate today. A woman got stuck inside of a child, got stuck inside of a children's swing at a playground. Now, you know, the child swings that are built like a little, they're built like a little box, a little bowl, kind of, they're black and you put the kid in there so they don't fall out. She decided to live, to relive her childhood. And she decided she was going to get inside the child swing. She is 21 years old. She's not built for the child swing. She got in the child swing and got stuck. They had to call emergency assistance. It took them 20 minutes to get her out of the swing. I don't really know why they just couldn't just cut it off in some type of way. Maybe the firefighters only rock around with the jaws of life and don't have just a massive big set of scissors. But, you know, I take my hat off to her for trying to relive her childhood. You did it, girl. We love you, B. Like, you know, nobody can tell you nothing. Keep eating Gushers. Keep eating Lunchables. And, you know, if you want to ride on the yellow school bus, do that too. Live your life, but stand on that swing because you don't fit. With that, I thank you guys for listening to another Weird News podcast with your favorite host, Ryan Holloway. Live long and prosper.